Welcome to Steve's Steps to Success. What we thought about now is you're going to give you the five strategies to ensure success in 2024. The real estate space has gone through unprecedented change over the last 3 to 6 months, and I don't think we're done. So the number one must have to succeed in 2024 regarding mindset is you must have a strong, succinct, easy, and simple unique value proposition as a realtor. You're going to have to be able to say what you do and how you do it in under 30 seconds, and it's going to have to be compelling. Because the days of the consumer paying for a commission that they don't really understand or know are gone forever. So if you're on the list side and you've earned a listing and you being able to explain that, being able to explain how you understand coming soons and off-market properties and what your firm does, how many transactions you've done, how many agents you have in your network, how you use your national network, all of those things are going to become way more important. And on the buy side, you're going to have to really lay out and understand. There's going to be some great trainings out there. Look for Gary Keller and our Keller Williams crew, Jason Abrams, Jay Papasan. You're going to see an amazing training being developed on this because, as usual, they'll be first to market with this and give you an advantage. But if we're not able to articulate clearly, succinctly, and simply how we do what we do as realtors to make us better and different, more than ever, you're going to be challenged with commissions in this coming year. And the ones that can do that right are the ones that are going to win. It's as simple as that. So your unique value proposition, can you do it in 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds? You're going to have those three levels down. Enjoy. Number two, you're going to have to be in lead generation, in flow with lead generation. What that means is you can't just start when you think it's getting busy. You need to be in flow, and you better be right now here in January, because what's going to happen is if you're in flow in January, we've already seen it. Lead conversion two-way discussions are up 50% over what they were 4 weeks ago. So you're in lead flow. Still, transactions are up a little bit. Transactions are up a little bit. So now you're in a situation where, okay, good, that works a little. But as those rates come down, they're going to be up a lot. You've got pent-up listing demand trying to come into the market as soon as they can get a payment, sell their house, get their equity, and get their next payment somewhat close to where they are today, they're going. You're going to see a million more transactions in 2024 than you saw in 2023. But if you're not in lead generation flow when those things start, and then and you'll start feeling closings Feb, March, April, May, but you can't get into it then because then you're 90 days behind the curve. It's like getting into REO a year after it's already been the flavor of the month. You got to be in lead generation flow now so that as these things start to turn. I love our Rise Nation because so many of you stayed in lead flow, even when it wasn't easy, even when there wasn't a lot of it. Now you're starting to see, conversations have picked up. Oh, my appointments have picked up. No kidding. Every lead source looks better in a better market, 100%. So realtors, sometimes we only see what's right in front of us, 30 days, 45 days. You got to take a longer view here. Be in lead generation flow now so you can make the money you're going to want to make. Secondly, ChatGPT AI will absolutely change the entire face of real estate. You need to be in proximity through AI with your data bank. AI can now go in and absolutely assess intent on every contact you've developed over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You can run 15, 20,000 contacts through it, and it will tell you what their intent level is. We're doing this now with our biggest partners. It's fantastic to watch. On every 106 contacts, we run through our AI, our agent gets a listing appointment. Let me say it again. These are contacts already in their databanks. You put 106 contacts in, run it through our AI, they get a listing appointment. And as you know, listing appointment is a very good form of currency today. So now when you talk about running 5,000, 6,000, 10,000, 20,000 people through it, because AI can do what we would always wish our databank would do for us. We know we've got all these leads we've accumulated, people we've worked with over the years. We know a certain amount are going to move. We just didn't know which ones. Now, with AI, in our world, we use multiple AI sources to make sure we get the intent score we need. Now, with AI, they will tell you, of your 5,000 contacts, which 78 are going to actually move in the next 6 to 9 months. And then you can focus your attention on being in proximity to them. See, if you knew which 75 to 100 people in your data bank were going to move, wouldn't you talk to them a little differently? Wouldn't you engage them a little more often? Wouldn't you make sure you spoke to them a little bit different than when you would everybody else? Sure you would. That's why you've got to have it. Number four, you need to make sure profitability aligns with your business model. I can't tell you how many people miss the profit day at school. It does not make any sense to run something where you can't make a profit. We need to be in the profit space, okay? So ask yourself, is your model equipped for that? Is it wired right? Are you investor ready for this investment of a million more transactions this year that you can grab your unfair share and monetize and profit your business? Because it makes no sense to me. I've seen people that have spent $1 million to make $1.1 million. Let me get this straight. You're basically a $100,000 profit, all that work, risk, stuff you did. No. Margin needs to be in that 25 to 43%, depending on how big your team is, et cetera. So are you wired for profit? There's multiple ways you can go learn how to run a more profitable agent business. I think one of the best in America is Brett Tanner. If you go to bewealthy.com, that's Brett's program. He has coaching and systems and mastermind groups. Without question, he's my guru orator of profit. Go check that out and be part of that, because he knows there's no sense in doing all this work for business and not having profit at the end of the day for you and your family to reward and share in. Number five, you're going to have a limited time in 2024 to meet your goals. Meaning, Jan, you're going to see all this activity like we're seeing now. Feb, activity a little bit, tick up a little bit. March, you're going to start seeing transactions. Now, remember, you've got this pent-up inventory coming. When you start looking at from, say, May, June to September, October, September, that's going to be the money time. But if you haven't been in flow, haven't been in proximity to your database, not dealing with your lead flow, not paying attention, not using AI, you're going to miss that May to October opportunity. Because after October, you're going to have an election. Then you're going to have everybody's going to just go, ho, let's see what this thing is. It'll be the most contentious election we've ever had in the United States. So you're not going to see big transactions in November and December generally, historically. So now you got this 5-6 month area to make all your 2024 goals. Remember, you're going to see a million more closings than you did last year. What are you going to do to get your unfair share of that market share? These are the five strategies we know you need to have to kill it in 2024.